Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. President Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court at 5 p.m. Eastern in the Rose Garden today. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports he is expected to pick Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
If chosen and confirmed, Barrett would replace the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and significantly ensure a more conservative majority on the court for years to come. President Trump told reporters at Joint Base Andrews Friday that he had made a decision, but would not confirm multiple reports, including from NPR, that Barrett was his choice.
He's outstanding, but I haven't said that. I'll be announcing it tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
The nomination is expected to kick off a dramatic confirmation battle, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has the support he needs to move forward with the confirmation process and a floor vote before the election. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
A federal judge has ousted President Trump's top public lands official. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports William Perry Penley has served as the temporary head of the Bureau of Land Management for more than a year.
The ruling is in response to a lawsuit by Montana's Democratic governor, who had argued Penley leading the agency is illegal because he had never been confirmed by the Senate. Following months of pressure by Democrats and some Republicans, President Trump withdrew his late-hour nomination of Penley in August, yet he had continued to lead the agency that manages roughly a tenth of all the land in the U.S. Penley has long been polarizing. Prior to coming to the post, he called for U.S. public lands to be transferred to the states or possibly sold. He also spent much of his career as an attorney challenging the agency he now leads. A Department of Interior spokesman tells NPR the decision will be immediately appealed. Kirk Sigler, NPR News.
Oregon's governor has declared a state of emergency as Portland braces for counter-protests today. Thousands are expected to attend a rally by the far-right group, the Proud Boys. Liberal groups have been staging racial justice protests for months. Multnomah County Sheriff Mike Reese has been put in charge of Portland's public safety.
With the use of any tool or option, we're always going to be proportional in our response. And we want to do everything we can to intercede early so that we don't have to get to a higher level of force if it's required to keep the peace.
In Louisville last night, dozens gathered downtown in defiance of a curfew. They are protesting a Kentucky grand jury's decision this week not to indict officers in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. The third straight night of protests was largely peaceful. Earlier in the evening, police stopped protesters from marching, threatening arrest for unlawful assembly. Taylor's family is calling for the release of grand jury transcripts. Taylor was shot multiple times by officers in March after her boyfriend opened fire on police during a botched drug raid. You're listening to NPR News. It was another volatile week in the stock market, with both the Dow and the S&P 500 finishing lower. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that investors remain worried about the pandemic's economic impact.
Stocks began the week with another dizzying drop. The Dow was down as much as 900 points on Monday before recovering. By week's end, it had regained some ground, but that wasn't enough to pull it into positive territory, and both the Dow and the S&P 500 had their fourth losing week in a row. But big tech stocks like Apple and Amazon finished the week higher, and the Nasdaq Composite Index rose. Investors have been concerned that the rebound in the economy is slowing. On Thursday came a report that new unemployment claims rose a bit and new orders for durable goods came in weaker than expected. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Beijing's auto show kicks off today. The rare industry event in the pandemic marks a turning point for the world's biggest car market. In February, almost all residents were told to stay home, freezing economic activity in China. Today, Beijing says it has cut the number of new daily coronavirus infections down to a handful, helping rev up its economy. Last month, China's auto sales rose more than 11% from a year earlier. The health minister for the Australian state of Victoria has stepped down following a second wave of coronavirus infections in Melbourne. Jenny Makakos was blamed for her role in a bungled quarantine program. Melbourne has been locked down for a month and has seen its daily case average fall to about two dozen a day. You're listening to NPR News.